I took a vacation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I took a vacation. Oh, yeah. Do you remember your vacations? Do you remember the things you did on your vacations? Do you remember the places you went to on your vacations? Do you remember all the experiences you had on your vacation? Now, I'm going to ask a terrible thing. Do you remember all the bad stuff that happened on your vacation? Do you remember when your car broke down? Do you remember when you got caught out in the rain and you were trying to change a tire in the rain or something, and you did all sorts of things? Do you remember all those experiences that some people call bad? Well, could you call it good? You're with your sweetheart. And you get a flat tire. And you got to change the tire. And you just happen to have an umbrella along. And so she gets out with you and holds the umbrella over you while you change the tire. Now, is that a bad remembrance or is that a good remembrance? Is that a remembrance of something very, very special, very, very wonderful, or very, very positive? Or do you say, oh, darn that tire, oh, darn the rain, oh, darn this, oh, darn that, and then that's all you remember. Now, we can do that in any area of our life. Our vacations are a good example because we just spent a couple of $1,000s on a vacation to the Hawaiian Islands or the Bermudas and so forth. Uh-huh. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we spent that money because we were designing a nice vacation for ourselves. So we went to the hotel and we went to the beach and we had nice meals and we had nice quiet times and quiet walks and we had just pleasant experiences. Now, if you ever buy a lemon, are you going to tell somebody about it? You're going to say, I bought a lemon? You can say, I bought a car that didn't work right, that's got bad parts and that's just falling apart all the time. You're not going to tell people that. You're going to say you're so stupid to buy a lemon not to look at the car very carefully before you buy it, even a new one, because you want to look it over. My dad comes from a different generation, of course, but my dad always said, before you buy a car, which is a sizable investment at any time, you take the car on a trial run, and you take it to your friendly garage man, somebody who you believe in and trust, and you have him drive it, and have him do a normal drive, a few miles, over bumpy roads and so forth, to see how it stands up. If it's a used car, you still like it to be in new car condition. As a new car, my goodness, you want it to be in new car condition. So you do a little preparation and investigation. Well, the same thing is true on your vacation. Now, we don't go out and investigate our cars. We go and we believe the used car salesman. And the used car salesmen are supposed to be the next to politicians, they're supposed to be the crookedest men in the world, you know. Whether they are or not, that's another thing. But they're supposed to be the crookedest because they get you to buy it because you're already in love with buying a car. And so it's just a matter of which one can they get you into rather than you going to another dealer and looking at their cars. So, but you're looking at that car because you're interested. So, are you going to tell the world that you made a good investment? That you thought before you leaped into your car, you thought before you leaped into your vacation, you thought before you leaped into your experience, and you chose a good hotel. You didn't choose a cheap hotel. You chose a reasonable hotel, and you had a wonderful time. Now, if you go and you choose a cheap hotel because that's only all you can afford, then that's a good hotel. That's what you can afford. And you're not going to look for its faults. You're going to look for its benefits. You're going to look for the nice people who are running the hotel, the nice people who are being in the kitchen or who are doing the restaurant work, the nice ladies who are cleaning up their rooms and taking care of those things as they do in a hotel motel. And you're going to look for the nice things. And you're going to say, I'm not a big tipper, but I'm not a not tipper. And so when I am in the hotel, I'm going to ask the hotel owner or the manager, what is the procedure for tipping the girls who take care of my room and tipping the bellboys and things like that? And then he'll tell me, because I'm sincere. Or, if I'm really intelligent, and that is not always the case, I would go on the internet and I would find out what is the procedure for tipping people at any hotel, at any place. What is the procedure for tipping the busboys or the bell girls or the ladies who clean up the rooms and so on? What's the procedure for tipping in a restaurant? Because different cities in different parts of the world have different things and different places. And so you look up the hotel you're going to stay in and you find out what the procedure is there. Now that's if anybody's got any intelligence, they'll have that well taken care of. You know? They'll have that information readily available. But then when you go, you tip that way and you feel good because you're doing what is expected of you. You feel good because you can afford it. You planned a place, a situation, the whole thing, you can afford it. And so when you come back, you don't say, oh, I was gouged and I was this. You weren't gouged. You were gouged only if you didn't know what was going on. Only if you didn't go prepared. Only if you didn't go with a happy heart. So, in life, we don't like to talk about our lemons. We don't like to talk about the things that we did thoughtlessly and the things that we did without preparation. Because when we do that, it's us that's making this silly mistake. And then we feel guilty because other people are tipping more lavishly than we are. Well, that's their business. That's their business. They planned on tipping more lavishly than we did, and let them do that. You tip however it is you have found out that you want to tip. Now, if you want to tip well, like in the last holiday, the bellman brought her luggage up and was nice and told her these various things, and then she brought out this Czechoslovakian money. And she says, now, I'm not aware of what this money is just yet. I suppose I'm tipping you outrageously. And so the bellhop looked at it, and he checked it over. And instead of taking the five different bills that she gave him, he took one and gave the rest back. And he says, now it's less outrageous. Now, you see, she was, in all honesty, doing these things. She was in all expectation that everybody's going to treat her right. Now, the guy could have said, oh, you should double it. You know? And instead of giving me $2,000, you give me $4,000. You know, and he could make a fool out of her. But if she found out, she would never be happy about him. You know, but that he did the role that he did was good, but it's only because she believed in herself. Even though she was spending quite lavishly, she was not stupid. She was not stupid. She wanted results for what she gave. When she bought clothing, she wanted clothing that was going to do what she wanted it to do. When she had the amusements from the hotel, she wanted the amusements that were going to amuse her. She wasn't going to pay for something that didn't amuse her. And to her lady who was taking care of her room, who was being very Gunther, very devilish about it, she says, and I'm going to give you an enema. And you know the attitude that she was expressing. Well, that was all good. That's what that lady created for herself. Because she was going to give her a nice gift, but she didn't know what to give her. And she just gave according to her nature. Now, when your nature is loving, when your nature is generous, when your nature is open and respectful, all things come to you. Now, True, in the last holiday, she spent maybe $100,000 on her activity, which is a lot of money, for her clothing and her room and all these other things. And then she won it in the casino. I mean, how absolutely outrageous, you know. And she was trying to spend it because she was going to die, and she wanted to get rid of the money that she had while she was and enjoy it. But, you see, because she was so pure and so honest, even though she had this deadly thing hanging over her head, she still stayed the beautiful person she was. In the Auschwitz camps, the psychologist was in there, and he found out that people who are of a good nature are of a good nature whether they're in the prison camp or not. People who are of a good nature are of a good nature whether they're free or whether they're imprisoned. And this is very true. This is very true. What is your real nature? Your real nature comes out when you are drunk. If you are a very ugly person, that's your real nature. And they, what a wife and husband should all do when they're getting married, they should go out and both get drunk together, but one at a time. He's drunk and or she's drunk, and then watch how they act. Now, that's their real nature. That's the real nature. Herb, are you recommending we go out and get drunk? No, no. I'm just recommending a little psychological ploy there, if you want to take it. My father, he knew enough about mechanics so he didn't have to hire someone to look at the car. But he told us kids, he said, before you buy a car, have someone look at it who knows what they're looking at and giving you good advice. Pay them for the advice. Don't just do out of friendship, but pay them. And then you'll get a good response. And then you'll know you won't be buying any lemons. Then you'll know that when you go to a hotel, you've done your research ahead of time. And the hotel right next door to it is the same price, but real nice people in it. You can look those things up. There are recommendations. There's 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star hotels, you know. But the stars really don't make the difference. You want the 1 personality, 2 personality, 3 personality, 4 personality, 5 personality hotel. You want a hotel with people in it who are loving, who have charisma, who have generosity, who have goodness in them. You want to return from your vacation and tell all of the beautiful things that happened to you. Well, we have a friend in Florida who visits us, Henry, and he's going to be back again in May for another visit. And he comes every year or so, and as he comes here, he enjoys the campus. And when he returns from his vacation, and he takes it separate from his wife, when he returns from his vacation, he must have the most wonderful things to say. Because each year his wife says to him, Henry, are you going to take your vacation at the monastery? Are you going to go to the campus? Whenever you come home, you're so wonderful, you're so great, you're so filled with happiness and goodness. Well now, does that fit for us? Does that fit for you, for me? Now how does Henry find the happiness? Does he worry about all the things that have to be done on campus? Does he worry about all the chores that are given to him to do as a visitor? Does he do any of those things? No. He just does whatever we ask, and then he takes his free time, which is something that everyone should learn to do. He takes his free time and enjoys himself. And he takes his free time at the time of the day when it's most enjoyable for him. He doesn't take it after sundown. He takes it when the sun is up. He takes his free time in the freshness of the morning or in the warmth of the early late afternoon. He makes his time count for him. Now, we can all do that. So you can be sure when Henry returns to Florida from his vacation here in California, he has a heart filled with happiness. And he tells his wife all about it. And he tells his 7 grandchildren all about it. Or is that great-grandchildren? Grandchildren, yeah. And he tells all of his family about it. And his family come over, and they just love to sit around his fireplace and listen to him tell the story. His grandpa's got so many nice things to say. And when they sit in the grapple swimming pool, they sit on his tummy because he floats nicely. And they float around the pool like having their own special little boat. So, you see, these are the wonderful things. If you buy a lemon, it's because you didn't prepare yourself. If you buy something that's not all that you expected of it, it's because you didn't prepare. But if you prepare, if you research out things, but really, there's another point here. If you are a nice person, and you take that nice person on a vacation, you're going to have a nice vacation. Because you're going to be that person. If you get drunk, you're a lovely person. And if you're not drunk, you're a lovely person. Because that's your real nature. We have learned to inhibit ourselves, to go along with what society expects of us and what the world expects of us. And because we inhibit ourselves, we hide ourselves. We hide our real nature. Now, I think it's a wonderful thing when all the world can let their real nature out, so that all the world can look at their real nature and say, wow, they're great. Not, I would never want to be with them when they're drunk, because they're mean and they're terrible. How are you at all times? Whether you're sober or whether you're drunk, are you beautiful? Are you drunk on your charisma? On your charisma of the beauty of who you are? Well, here at the University of Healing, we are that way. We are all charismatically loving, happy, joyful people all the time, always looking for what we can do for each other that makes each other's life just a little more beautiful. And we look for the good in people. We're like Pollyanna. We're going around not trying to make friends. We are the friend that is out there being a friend. And in the process of being a friend, we make friends, but not because that's our choice. It's because even when we're drunk and sober, we're the same beautiful person. So, have a good day. And when your next holiday comes along, remember, you take your charisma with you. You take your goodness with you. But a little bit of research ahead of time helps to take that goodness to the best possible place. I enjoy you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you.